you know that women's football has been going for over 100 years here in Queensland? When I say football, I mean the round ball, soccer. The first sort of promoted women's football match in Australia was played at the Gabba. A crowd of 10,000 got together to watch the North Brisbane Reds and the South Brisbane Blues. The Reds won 2-0, by the way. And today, nearly 100 years on from that match, football bigwigs are gathering at the Speaker's Green and State Parliament to celebrate the past, present and future of women's football. Amy Chapman is a board director with Football Queensland. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
What I would give to go back in time a century to be at that first football game at the Gabba.
How incredible is that? I think Football Queensland launched a video earlier today, and it does. It just shows the timeline since 1921 when the first female game happened here. It was 10,000 people at the Gabba, and, you know, football's gone backwards and forwards in that time, and, you know, we've still got a long way to go in increasing women's football.
Which goes to the heart of the goal you want to kick today. You're launching a 3-year women and girls strategy. What is that?
Yeah, well, obviously, and the biggest news and fantastic news is we've got the Women's World Cup coming to our very own backyard in 2023. So a part of the Football Queensland strategy is building towards that and ensuring that we can continue to sort of unlock this legacy that's coming right here to Queensland. So I think there's a couple of main areas we're trying to partner and work with government and local councils to sort of ensure that the Football Queensland have all of their 317 clubs have the right infrastructure needs to support women and girls into the future. And another one of the big ones is ensuring that there's school football programs. So essentially football is available to every student, to every female in every school across Queensland.
Is it not right now?
Not mandated, no. And of course it is a part of the curriculum, but certainly not up to the standards that we need to support these girls. It's obviously essential to be exposing as many people to sports and opportunities right across regional areas in these school programs as young as we can.
Yeah, because you'll be jostling with other sports for territory there, you know, whether it's rugby or netball or cricket. Is this about sort of soccer or football saying, hey, we think we should be the sport of, you know, in the childhood of Queensland kids?
Yeah, it's more about giving all children and all girls the opportunity to choose what they want to. I suppose even if I look back on my career, obviously football was not an option for me. I was the only girl in most of the teams I was playing for. The Matildas were not a household name. They were not Australia's favourite sporting team. So it's about exposing them to different opportunities. And on top of that, providing the right pathways and infrastructure to follow those dreams if that's what they choose to do.
Yeah, and Amy, you ended up playing for the Matildas for 8 years. Why did you choose that sport over, say, for example, when I was growing up, you as a girl, you either played netball or you played vigoro?
That's right. And even looking at my school program, there football was not a choice. It was hockey or netball for us. And for me, I just happened to have an older brother, and it was convenient for mum to drop us all at football training. So
yeah.
That's sort of how I fell into that, and I fell in love with the game. But, you know, we have come a long way in 20 years. Sam Kerr is now a household name. And in 3 years' time or 2 years' time now, we'll have the biggest tournament in female sport coming to Australia. So amazing things happening in this space. But whether the infrastructure, the facilities, the foundations are there to continue this growth, it is the fastest growing sport in the world, and we need to ensure that we are keeping up.
You're listening to Amy Chapman, Football Queensland Board Director, former Matilda, and at State Parliament today on the Speaker's Green. What have you got goals set up? Is there actually any football going to be played at Parliament today?
Yeah, I think they're there shortly. So there'll be some of our younger QAS and development programs there, and they'll be playing some, you know, shorter field games there, and really just trying to celebrate women's football in general and launching this big strategy that we have. So
yeah, if the end goal, sorry to interrupt, but if you want to say get football in every state school across Queensland, in practical terms, what needs to happen?
Well, essentially, we need it to be mandated in the curriculum and provide Currently, it's obviously rolled out through the school programs, but it needs to be in line with the Football Australia and FIFA's curriculum that they need. So, and, you know, it's done well in some areas, but it's certainly not accessible across all of regional Queensland. And I think even one of the major points we've discovered through some of the FQ gap analysis is that almost 40% of the 317 community clubs that we have at the moment are not equipped to support women and girls. They don't have the change rooms. They don't have the facilities. So these are some big areas that we're really hoping to resolve in the coming years.
Is the pitch to the Education Minister? Is it to the Minister for Sport? Who are you targeting?
Oh, it's everyone, really. It's obviously trying to engage with anyone from government. Obviously, with the Women's World Cup, there's so many different angles. There's the health angle. There's a huge amount of tourism. The last Women's World Cup, there was 1.2 billion viewers. So I think the earlier we tap into this opportunity, the more we'll get out of it. So it's for everyone, and it's also to celebrate how far we've come.
Is the Gabba going to be the centrepiece stadium for the Women's World Cup in 2023? Will it hark back to that 100-year-old game?
Oh, yeah, listen, obviously the Gabba is the home of cricket. It's got AFL, so obviously football wants to establish their own home. The ultimate dream would be to have a boutique stadium of some kind, and it's constantly a discussion point amongst football passionates in Queensland. So I don't know. I think I still think we are searching for a real home of football here. And I think football is played best in a boutique-y type stadium, so it'll be interesting, but it's certainly worth celebrating where we were 100 years ago.
We better get a move on if we're going to have it up and running in time for the World Cup 2023. Where would you put the boutique stadium, Amy?
Well, personally, I think somewhere central, somewhere with perhaps Perry Park, somewhere around there, somewhere that's got a long history of football. But again, it's about working with government to find where this opportunity could be. It's a pipeline dream, but there's no better time to do this now. We have the entire world looking at us and the biggest tournament in women's sport that you can have coming right here. So it's time to be asking these questions, and the sport's continuing to grow, so we need to ensure we're growing with it.
Good luck kicking those goals, Amy. Great to chat this morning. We'll keep in touch.
Thanks to Rebecca.